The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. We give you praise, we give you worship, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Li papa rakata, li prokoto re papa shakata kaba, li prekete ke barakata, li papa rakata kaba yakata kaba yakata raba shakata kaba ya. Resurrection power for today is coming your way, it's coming your way now. Li papa rakata kaba yakaru, basike le prokoto raba,
basike le prokoto
re papa itakura basike boshata kaba. Hallelujah, unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship. You be all the adoration, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Akira Bajikalo, Rebas, Takaba.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, Shekete Baro, Shabrakata Kabali,
Karado,
Spirit
of the name of Jesus,
Marando, Siprekete Baro, Siprekete Baande,
for the gift of the word of God, Kalando,
Reprokoto Kabali, Kreto Kara, Bazikale,
Holy
Papa Takula Bazikle Proto Kabantali Bikre.
Oh,
Shali Prokoto Rabasha Kaba, Ipepe Ketele Prokoto Kaba, Rabas Tikibo Shata Kaba.
We say thank you, Daddy.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name. We
yes,
exalt
Lord.
You. We uplift you. We honor you.
For your
Lord, we say you are God and you are King.
And
we say, Lord, you
Father,
are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted.
Father,
you are worthy to be uplifted.
Done. We say thank you. Say, blessed, blessed be your holy name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us. And I welcome each and every one of us to Power for Today, Resurrection Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. Today is the 7th day of July 2023. Today is a prophetic day. All the days that are added up there are 7. They are 7. 0707. 2 + 0 + 2 + 3 = 7. So today we have 777. I just want to encourage you today to make some prophetic declarations to yourself, to your atmosphere, and to your environment. Today is a prophetic day. I mean, these days should not just be made to pass. Yes. And we are sorry that we came in late. Some preparations we had to do before this program for an early program that we have somewhere just after this. And so almost the half of the night I have to be preparing and then catch some little sleep, and then we are here. It takes the grace of God. Yes, so once again, today is the 189th day of the year 2023. 189th day of the year 2023. Our theme is breaking out of error foundations. Breaking out of error foundations. Breaking out of error foundations for my fruitfulness. Breaking out of error foundations for my fruitfulness and product. Breaking out of error foundations for my fruitfulness and productivity, result and greater works. Beloved, we are once again reading Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5 to 7. Ecclesiastes 10, 5 to 7. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, the sort of error that arises from a ruler. Fools are put in many high positions, while the rich occupy the low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback, while princes go on foot. like slaves. I've explained to you the meaning of these fools according to Psalm 14 verse 1. Only the fool says there is no God. So those who say there is no God, these are the fools being referred to here. And princes are we, the believers in Christ. We, the believers in Christ. We, the believers in Christ. So while fools are put in many high positions, the rich here are those who are rich in Christ. And remember, when you start from verse 4, the Bible says, if a ruler's anger arises against you, do not leave your post. Calmness can lay great errors to rest. And then from verse 5, Solomon was referring to himself as a ruler. And then by inference, inferring to Satan, the ruler, Satan, the great ruler, the fallen angel, the great ruler, Lucifer, the great ruler, the wicked ruler, according to Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we are not wrestling or fighting with flesh and blood, but we are wrestling with principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. No, rulers of the darkness of this world. Rulers of the darkness of this world. And spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes. All these powers, they work through human beings. They work through. They have human agents here on earth. And they have a system that they are operating. The systems that are being operated now in all the nations, apart from Israel, where they practice Judaism, but then rejected Christ, are Babylonian systems, which came from Cain and later from Nimrod. Yes, Cain and from Nimrod. They are all Babylonian systems. They are not the systems of God. So if you are waiting and thinking that it is only when your government comes into power that you can ride on a horseback, that you can rise in life, or if only you go to America, or if you go to a better country, that you can make it in life, even though things appear like that. Yes, it appears like that, but I can tell you that it is not so. It is not so. It is not so. The Bible did not say that, which scripture says above and not below. Help that from abroad. Promotion does not come from the east or the west. No, there is a scripture we have been quoting, above, something above. You see? No. Somebody will send it to me. You see? Promotion does not come from abroad. Promotion comes from what? Above. Yes. Promotion does not come from abroad. Even though, yes, when you travel to some countries, certain systems are better than ours. In fact, some systems are more humane than ours. But I tell you, God didn't say promotion will come from abroad. No. Promotion comes from above. Yes. We are promoted from above. And so, these are the systems that, rule and frustrate our fruitfulness and productivity. Of course, we have also seen in John 15:8 that it is to the glory of God that we bear fruit and be his disciples. It is to the glory of God. The John 15, all the scriptures in John are talking about making impact. Winning souls, that your life must win souls. Your life must reflect Christ in every way. In every way. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse number 30, our popular scripture, I look for a man among them who will build up the wall and should and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I will not have to destroy it, but I found none. I found none. Say today, I am standing in the gap. God is looking for intercessors in every family. He is looking for an intercessor in that company. He is looking for an intercessor in that community. He is looking for an intercessor in that house. He is looking for an intercessor, somebody who will stand in the gap. I'm telling you. Why? Because of foundations. Foundations determine how we live. Foundations influence our thoughts, our perspectives, and our perceptions. Our perspective, where we sit, and our perception, what we see, how we see things. Foundations. Foundations. We are talking about spiritual foundations. Foundations are spiritual. Please. Foundations are spiritual. If you are here for the first time, please go back and listen to about 2 months now. We have been treating foundations. Yes, and then you understand. Foundations are our natural settings from which we originate. Our bloodline. Yes, our natural human nature is our foundation. Paul referred to foundations indirectly in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24, and Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25, Romans 7, 21 to 25, Paul referred indirectly to foundations there. Paul referred indirectly to foundations. He acknowledged that we are carrying our old nature, our former life, which must be cast down to put on new life. And he said that former life is being corrupted. Is being corrupted. That is in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 to 24. And when you come to Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 25. Oh, Paul said, I am just paraphrasing, I'm not reading. Paul said he found another law operating in his members, the members of his body. So that the things he desires to do, he is not able to do them. But the things that he does not want to do are the things he sees himself doing. Oh, then he said, oh, wretched man, who can save him from this law of sin that is operated? Then he remembered that he is speaking as a Christian. He is in Christ. Listen, Paul said this thing not before he got born again. No, Paul did not say this thing as a Pharisee. No, Paul spoke these words after he has had an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, where he had obtained permission to go and persecute believers and the church, dragging them to court. In fact, Paul, Saul, who became Paul, spoke this, wrote this, one of the greatest epistle that Paul had ever written are Romans and Ephesians. Romans and Ephesians. Romans and Ephesians. Very deep spiritual insight. Romans and Ephesians. Look at what he said. Do you know why Jesus prayed more than anybody? Because Jesus was God in man. God in man. God came in man form. So the man aspect is the foundation. The man aspect was what Jesus inherited. That was why Jesus had to pray. So that the man aspect, the human nature, will not settle him for less. Will not disappoint him. Will not rob him of his destiny. Of accomplishing his destiny. That was why Jesus prayed more. And do you know why Satan tempted Jesus? Satan tempted Jesus. Jesus' human nature. Yes, human nature. human nature, the human aspect, was what Satan was actually targeting in Jesus, because God can never be tempted. No one can tempt God. He can never be tempted. So, Satan did not tempt, the God aspect of Jesus Christ. No. It was the human aspect of Jesus that was what Satan tempted. And that is where Satan is always tempting us every day. Every day, Satan tempts our flesh. He tempts our human nature. The things we see, the things we hear. Yes, Satan drops thoughts, yes, into our mind for us to act. Yes. Satan tempts our human nature, because that is the foundation that is being worked on. I want us to understand that these prayers we are praying once in a while, we need to visit them, revisit them. I'm telling you, because these foundations are things that we are living with. They are things that the Holy Spirit is working on. Yes. They are things that are being worked on, but it depends on how much we opened ourselves, how much we open ourselves to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus Christ. I've always mentioned the four characteristics of foundation. When these four things are happening to you, any of them, it means it's a foundation. First, inconsistency of good things remaining in your life. Good things don't just remain. They don't last in your life. Testimonies don't last. Doors open, they don't last. Today, there is joy at home. Your husband is making you so happy. Your husband is beginning to behave the way the wife wants to see the husband behaving, even to the surprise of the wife that, hey, is it the man I have married? Hey, what has happened that the man has changed? Before you realize, after some time, the man had reverted to his former ways of life. Inconsistency of good things is a foundation. It means there is a foundation that is manipulating. There is a foundation that is controlling. There is a foundation that is speaking. There is a foundation that is aborting good things in your life. Number two characteristics of foundations again is consistency. So we see opposite, inconsistency. Now, consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Yes. Anytime you see a negative pattern or cycle operating in your life, consistency, an experience that keeps on coming, especially after praying, sowing, something reoccurs, is a foundation. Consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Number two, foundation gives you shadowed life. Like the scripture we just read in Ecclesiastes 10, 5 to 7. Foundation gives you shadowed life. Foundation gives you shadowed life. Ecclesiastes 10, 5 to 7. The error that is found there is a foundation. It's a shadowed life. Where fools are rather riding on horsebacks, and the rich are rather walking. Fools put in high positions, but the rich in low positions. Slaves are riding on horsebacks while princes are walking on foot is an error foundation. It's a foundation. We call it shadowed life. Shadowed life. I see some people, when you look at their face, with spiritual eye, you can see that these people, look, I see some people walking about. Sometimes I tell my wife, I say, look at this lady passing. Look at the glory on her. But look at her. You go to market and you see people on the street. You can see, look, what you are made of is seen. Oh, it can be seen. Oh, sometimes when these prophets or whatever people see you, they can see your style. They can see, even though you yourself, you cannot see. Spiritual realm is real. They can see. Yes. Spiritual, evil spirit can see. Once you enter into the spiritual realm, you can see. It is just like we human beings. When you come out right now, don't you see other human beings? Don't you see the way they dress? Supposing all professions are passing, nurses are passing, soldiers are passing, police men are passing, lawyers are passing, and other professions in their uniform. Can't you see them? Other religious people, our friends, the Muslims, and then other really traditional, when they dress in, when they are, don't you see them? So you see them. Are you part of them? You are not, but you see them because they are in the natural form. So also, the moment you enter into the spiritual realm, anybody can see. Witches can see you. Witches can see. They can see your star. Just as, yes, they can see in the spiritual realm. So when somebody stops you and begins to tell you about your future, whatever, don't become a slave to the person. That, hey, this person was able to tell me my sister and so the person becomes my sister. Never, never. You should examine the spirit of the person. Pray to God and ask God to help you to discern the spirit operating in the person. Amen. The last thing that foundations does to you, four. Foundation gives you negative identification. Negative identification. Negative identity. Negative, and you see, sometimes this negative identity comes through the names we have inherited. Honestly, there was some years ago, I think it should be about 35 years now, in my former church, that I was naming a deacon's son. I was to do the naming. And when they mentioned the name, I said, my brother, what kind of name is this? He said, it's my uncle. I said, look at this fine boy. And you are giving your uncle this name. You're giving your son your uncle's name. When they mentioned the name, in fact, I couldn't do, so I have to pronounce the name. After that, we quarrel. We quarrel right inside the chair there with the wife, and they were just looking. I said, no, you people, look at you. Look at this name. Look at this boy. Who was your uncle? Who was your uncle? What was your uncle? How did he die? What did he go through? Please, I'm not saying somebody should. There is a way out. Like one of my very good friends who carry a certain name. Yes, Brother Kuonu. Yes, that great man of God. He has really, I mean, served the church, the kingdom pastors. Yes. And the name was having, I mean, negative impact. We prayed. He said, Pastor, all my documents, this name, what do I do? I said, you don't have to change it. But let's kill the spirit behind the name. Kuonu, death has done something. Death has done something. That's the meaning. Kuonu, death has done something. Say, let's kill death. Let's kill the power, the spirit behind this name. Those days, I don't know foundation. Today, I will say, let's shut down the foundation of this name. So you see, even the names we have been given, Gideon was called Gideon, Judges 6, firewood cutter. But when the angel appeared to Gideon, what name did the angel mention to Gideon? Mighty man of valor. mighty man of valor, great warrior, great general. That is the name of Gideon in heaven. That was how Gideon was sent to the earth. Gideon was sent to the earth to become a great general by his father's God, Baal. Yes, dictated the name, what? Gideon. And Gideon was indeed cutting down firewood. I declare to somebody here this morning, from today, let your original name appear. The name that you are known in heaven. Oh my God, somebody should write it down. Say, my Father in heaven, from today, reveal to me the name I am known before you. Somebody should write it. Say, my Father in heaven, from today, reveal to me by the Holy Spirit the name I am known in heaven. Hey, the name I am known in heaven. The name I am known in heaven. I want to bear that name. I want to hear that name in my ears. I want to see that name in my dreams. The name you have given to me in heaven. I reject any name I carry. That is a foundation. I reject it. I resist it. I oppose it in Jesus' mighty name. You know, let me say this again. Christianity, three things separate us in the church. When we are seated there listening to the word, even right now online, there are three things that separate all of you. I used to say three things, but now it should be four foundations. The foundation that are influencing your perception. Look, you can be sitting down and listening to a message that will be a blessing to you and get angry just at one thing that the pastor has said. One thing will provoke you, will put you off. That is your foundation. Foundations rob us of good things. Because you see, foundations want your identity to remain. Foundations want you to end like your ancestors. I'm telling you. Oh, foundations. The other three things that separate us. Your personal revelation, your conviction, your faith. Personal revelation, your conviction, your faith. My Christian life, the way I believe God and do things are because of my personal revelation, foundation, and faith. My personal revelation, foundation, and faith. My personal revelation, foundation, and faith. Yes. 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 These things are what separate us. And please, let me say this. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Don't think your pastor, your father is a pastor. Your mother is a pastor. Your grandfather was a pastor. Yes, they might have dealt with certain things. But you see, foundation is a spirit. Oh, spirit don't die. Spirit don't die. If you want to understand foundations very well, study 1 Kings and 2 Kings, the kings. Study the kings. Study the kings. A king will come from a certain line, and they will say, this king was wicked before God. He was wicked before God. He was wicked before God. He was wicked from the same family. But another king will come, and he said, they will say, he did what was right before God. He did Jehoshaphat, Asa, they did what Hezekiah, he did what was right before God. He did what was right before God. He did what was right before God. Do you know why? That king had a certain key that blocked the foundation from operating. the foundation of wickedness in others. Maybe he had a revelation, he had a conviction, he had faith, he acted in a way. He opened up to the Holy Spirit, to the Spirit of God, to work through him to deal with certain situations, so that he will not be like a wicked king. So you see, foundations are individualistic. Say individualistic.
Individualistic.
Say individualistic.
Individualistic.
Yes. My son must deal with ancestral foundations still, my foundations, and then his own foundations. I'm telling you, even though I'm a pastor, it's a pastor's kid. PK, pastor's kid. They all. So, yes, in fact, that gives you an advantage over anybody, because the battles they have fought, the good things they have done, they are all in your account. They are all in your account. However, you still have a personal foundation. Just as your pastor being a pastor, he's born again, does he affect you? You have to accept Christ as your personal savior. Even a pastor's son, a pastor's daughter. Yes, you also have to accept Christ. You say, my father is a pastor, my sister is so. No, salvation is individualistic. You must personally confess and have an encounter. So, beloved, the Lord has just given us another insight about, foundations. So, this is a great revelation. Maybe your pastor hasn't thought about foundations. It doesn't mean that your pastor is not a powerful man of God. No, these are revelational and personal conviction. In fact, the way we relate to God and our ministries is what determines the things that God shows us. I'm telling you, if I tell you the things that God shows us, my main problem in life now is, how am I going to communicate all these things that God teaches me? How am I going to communicate it? Right now, yes. The lady pastor, even my associate, especially Pastor Roja, they are always on my neck. It's a good thing that I don't start a series and finish. It is true. Because whilst you are going with the series, another offshoot will come. Another branch will come. And the Bible said that he who believes in me, out of him shall flow what? Rivers of what? Living waters. Rivers of living. You become a river of living waters. You are just flowing. Things are just flowing. Look, I can be preaching every day. Every day for the next 100 years. I'm telling you. I have something to say. When I open my mouth, something is flowing. Because of the time I spend before God. I'm telling you, I spend a lot of time before God at one place, and also when I'm driving. In fact, when you are with me, you don't find me easy at all. Yes, whilst we are talking, you see my mouth opening. You see me opening my jotter, and then I will start writing some things down. You think it's what you are saying. Sometimes it is what you are saying. Sometimes it is not. It's what I'm receiving. Yes. Sometimes I tell the lady pastor or Eunice in the car, whoever is in the car, please get this paper. Shit. Be writing this. Then I'll be dictating. Because I am so connected. In fact, when was that? I think today is Friday. Tuesday. A big man was brought to me. Yes, a lady brought one of the big bankers. You can see that this guy is a prominent guy who is having some, medical issues. And the doctors cannot treat. They have done all tests. And this gentleman was directed to me and then sat down. Whilst we were talking, after the lady who is our member introduced, she left us. And then I said, what's the case? After he was narrating everything that was happening to him. I just started speaking. I said, do you know something? I don't say this. I just declare, I mean, solution. But let me say this. This thing is coming from your office. It's coming from your workplace. You have been promoted severally, and some people are not happy. Look, he started shouting, hey, hey, oh, God, you are so real. Look, the man started crying, eh? The man started wailing and almost falling off his chair in my office. I nearly called my secretary and other people to come and help me. I thought he was manifesting. Just that I said. After he came back to himself, he said, Pastor, I am healed. I have not told you anything. I just told you the way I am feeling. But what you said, exactly, even before I came here, somebody just met me and said, so you, we are here and you came. And then they are promoting you like that. We shall see. Even on my way here. And I have not said that to you. You just said everything. Oh, he started crying again. And I lay hands on him. And I declared. Do you know what he told me? He called me the next day. He said he went to sleep. And he was thanking God. Then at a point he woke up to pray. And then he told God that if there is anything left in his system, his stomach, the way the stomach pains him and he can't sleep, they have done everything they can find. If there is anything there, Holy Spirit, by the laying hands of your servant, let come on. All of a sudden, he started feeling like going to the washroom. He said he got to the washroom. The things that came out of him, he doesn't know how those things enter his body. He does not know. Nobody in the natural sense will ever eat those things in his... Where did those things pass? Some strange things came out of him. And for the first time, he slept deep and he has been sleeping. I am okay. God bless you, man of God. He was just thanking me. Beloved, God is working. Another testimony of a lady who was nearly dying of cough. All of a sudden, a strange cough just came on her. Coughing, coughing, coughing. And when she wants to breathe in, the breath is not going. The breath is not going back. She found herself dying. And she lives not far from the church. You see, those of you who are far away, that is your JJJ. I'm not saying don't stay far away. Look, Christianity is sacrifice. Oh, sacrifice your money. Sacrifice your time. Sacrifice money for transport. Then, in the evening, the thing just happened and then she called my wife. Then she just went to the security man to open the chapel for her to go to the altar. This thing must cease at the altar. She entered the altar, knelt down and started declaring, let this altar swallow this problem, destroy this thing in me. She took the anointing oil, drank some on the altar, and was declaring, hitting the altar, my deliverance should appear now. Let this altar, yes, manifest my healing, my deliverance. She said, everything just disappeared. Everything just disappeared from her. She vomited as she was doing that. I hope she didn't vomit on the altar. She vomited. Vomit was just coming. Went out and started vomiting. People were asking, oh, are you sick? He wasn't minding them. Vomited. Went back to the... After that, she has been okay. She has been okay. A testimony worth giving. Beloved, we give glory to God. We want to pray now. We want to pray right now. Yes. That is what we can have today about foundations. But you see, in Christ, we have a new foundation. Look, do you know who you are in Christ? Christ sees us the same. Let me say this. God looks at us through Christ. He doesn't see you again. He sees Jesus Christ. But do you know how we get attracted to God? Like me, the pastor. It is our relationship. Yesterday, I heard something that surprised me. That two people are fighting that pastor likes one more than the other. And the person was saying that, you know, a pastor. Pastor doesn't hurt. Pastor is not, how do we say it? Favoritism. Pastor respect and loves everybody. And so, I mean, why? Look, even God is the way you relate to. God is like a huge mountain, a loaf of bread. So huge. The one you cut, that is what becomes yours. The one you cut, that is what becomes yours. Yes. Like yesterday, we went for a treat somewhere. And we got there, myself and the lady pastor, after going through all the, in fact, one of us online right now, God will bless you. May the Lord also give you that treat. Yes. May the Lord give you that treat. I'm telling you. God is telling me, everything you do for your pastor, this thing, you are doing it for yourself. In fact, you are telling God, do the same for me. That's why he put the pastor there. Yes. So that if you can do that for the pastor, you are doing it for God. You are telling God that I also deserve this. Do the same for me. Like the celebration that is good. God is giving me several messages. They are not celebrating you. They are actually celebrating me. They are celebrating me. They are not celebrating you. They are actually what? Celebrating me. Wow. And then we went for the treat. And after everything, we asked the lady how much. And when the lady mentioned the amount, then we paid. We paid. But one of our wonderful ladies went and did the arrangement. She told her, I've gone here. She just said, I've done the arrangement. I've done the arrangement. So please, next time, say, I've settled everything. I've done the arrangement and settled the bill. Just go and have your treat. So well, we paid. And when we got home, not knowing that the person to whom she paid was not the one who collected our destiny. So the person to whom she paid called the lady pastor. Oh, the lady who came to arrange for you has already paid. So what do we do? We said, credit us so that when we come next time. Now, so you see, such a person, why do you think I should put such a person in my heart? Why do you think I should hold such a person? Not only giving, oh, even there are people here who call, pastor, God bless you. Even as I am leaving, I'm reading your comments. Some will you only see, amen, 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 that's all. Some too, you will see, pastor, God bless you for this deep revelation, this deep insight. Pastor, you are this. Pastor, you are that. After that, people personally send you messages after the podcast telling you how you are blessing. Why do you keep such people? Because they are inspiring you. And if you are there, even after church, pastor is standing there, you have never gone there to shake hands and say, oh, pastor, I'm just here to greet you and say, God bless you. You won't do that. You are running away. And if somebody is penetrating, then you are fighting the person. No, that's how God is. God is like a huge loaf of bread that covers the world. Everybody, go and cut every day. Go and cut. This is a revelation. Every day, go and cut the portion. So as you are cutting deeper. Look, some are cutting small. Some are also cutting big, you know, like bread. Sometimes when they bring the bread, they bring some food. And then we say, anybody can eat. Look, there is somebody. When the person comes to break the bread. After breaking it, a loaf of bread that four people can eat. After one person breaks it, even the next person, that the second person, fall, but the second person, it will be difficult to get some. After one person breaks it, they bring food. Look, everybody cut some. When one person cuts, what is left? What is left? People will be, I see people scratching their head. When they come and say, Mama, the thing is finished. Oh, Mama, the thing, say, oh, who has, oh, this person went there. This person just went there. I'm not mentioning them. This person just went there. Among ourselves, when we are breaking, we should leave room for others. But in God, when we are breaking, break, oh, break, pa, 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 break, break. Because the more you break, the more it is cut, dish, dish out. God is a big dish to be dished out. I am telling you, somebody should write this. God is a big dish to be dished out. So the way you dish out God is the way you receive him. Dish him out in prayer. Dish him out in his way. Dish him out in service. Dish him out in what? Sacrifice. Dish him out. Dish him out. Dish him out. Dish him out. That's how we dish out God. And that's how you dish out your pastor also. There's a brother who comes to clean here every, most of the Saturdays. That's his covenant. Yes. Comes to do cleaning. Yes. Most of, where do you think I should put such a person? Where do you think I should put such a person? Like this celebration, people have just contributed. It's not the church. Individuals have just put monies together. Thousands of Ghana cedis. Surprises to surprise me. Why do you think I should put such people? Why shouldn't I mention such people every day in my prayer? That God, remember these people. Remember, even if there is any sin they have committed, please, because they are doing this, because they have done that, please have mercy on them. Please, so, so, and so. Yes. So stop quarreling. We want to pray now. And let your new foundation in Christ speak for you. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you. That in Christ, Jesus, I have inherited a new foundation. I have inherited a new foundation. I have inherited a new foundation. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I like what R. Hagar has put here. Look at that. God is save yourself. Somebody should write it down. God is save yourself. God is a buffet. Is it a buffet?
How yes, do you call it? Buffet.
Look, God is a buffet. Somebody should write it. God is a buffet. God is a buffet. God is serve yourself. You enter there. Different food. Anything you want to eat, go and serve yourself. Time is not there to tell you. The first time I entered. I went to a party and it was a buffet. The first time I ate a buffet. Charlie, God has done a lot for us. So where some of us are coming from, I'm telling you, that's why you don't know. God has done something. I said, what do I eat? This man was, I was following him. Fortunately, the man was jovial. He turned, oh, he looked like, oh, young man, how are you? Oh, so, oh, good. In fact, good. Let's eat. So what you pick, me too, I pick. What you pick, I pick. What you pick, I pick. What everything was picking, I was also picking. Because I didn't want people to know that I've not then turn into a buffet. Being to a buffet before. As a pastor, yes, you don't know. In Accra, you don't know. You see everybody in a pastor in Accra. Some are living as villagers in Accra. You don't know. After I went and sat down on the table, and I started putting the tea in my mouth, I said, my God, the thing tastes, no taste. It was something, I said, God. And then I was looking at the, why didn't I just pick the rice? Why, I put the thing in my mouth. Then after some time, the man has finished his plate and he was passing. Then he passed my plate up. He said, wow! Wow! So, wow! So you two, you are a diabetic, eh? Oh, I see. You are a vegetarian, eh? Then I say, oh, I've gone to pick up I'm eating vegetarian this thing. You see? Uh-huh. God is a buffet. God is serve yourself. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the foundation.
In the foundation.
That is fighting me.
That is fighting me.
In the foundation.
In the foundation.
That is an error.
That is an error.
In my life.
In my life.
I stand against it.
I stand against it.
I reject it.
I reject it.
I break out of it.
Break out of it.
Error foundation.
Error foundation.
I break out of it.
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 I break out of you.
I break out of your
power. Error foundation.
I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out.
Error foundation. Of your
I break out. I break out. I break out.
Of your
I break
influence.
Out of your power.
I break out,
I break out of your influence.
I break out
in
of
the error foundation.
Error
I break
foundation.
Out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. In the error foundation.
I break out.
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 I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
Break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out of
every error foundation. Operating in my life. You are a liar. I break out of your hold, your power and influence. I break free from your hold, your power and influence.
I break free. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out. I break out,
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 I break out, I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I
reject you,
I reject you,
I reject you, I reject you, I reject you,
in the name of Jesus,
I reject you,
I break out, I break out,
I break out,
I break out,
I reject
every error foundation,
I reject,
I refuse, I shut your voice down, I shut your voice down.
I shut your voice down.
I shut down your voice.
I shut down your voice.
I shut down your voice in my mind. I shut down your voice in my life.
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 I shut your voice down in my life.
I shut you down in my life.
I shut you down in my family.
I shut you down in my generation.
I shut your voice down. I silence you forever with the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. I cut your name of Jesus. I shut you down. I shut you down. I shut your voice. I shut you down. I shut you out of my life. Every error foundation.
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 Yes, Lord. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I shut you down. I shut you down.
I break out of your hold.
I break out. I break out.
I shut you down.
I shut you down.
I shut you down.
Yes, I
break out of your hold. I break out of your influence.
I break out of your power.
I break out of your hold.
I break out of your influence.
I break out of your power.
I break out. I break out.
I break out. I break out.
I break out.
I break out.
I break out
of your hold. I break out of your influence. I break out of your power. Yes, let's break out right now.
I break out of error foundation.
I break out of his hold.
I break out of his power.
I break out of your hold. I break out of your influence. I break out of your power. I break out of your hold.
I break your hold in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Every error foundation. That is living with me.
Every error foundation that is influencing me, that is living with me.
I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. With the blood of Jesus, and the Holy Ghost fire, I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. Yes, I break. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your influence. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your influence. I break your hold. I break your influence. I break your power. I break your influence. 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 I break your my own brother, Kwame Glipo. I will take everything until my plate overflows. Yes. Take everything until your plate overflows.
Yes.
You see, there was a time that I was forced to show a certain pastor my balance in my account. For the first time. I've never done that. Because he provoked me. He used to call me for help. You are well placed. You are doing well. Help me, help me. Sometimes I will respond. Other times too, honestly, I don't have. One time I say, oh, his accommodation. I've been helping him in accommodation, like those things. He's a pastor in our denomination. One of our pastors. My mate. Or even some two are my senior. Look, he came and then, why are you treating me like this now? Eh? Why are you treating me like this now? Eh? God is blessing you because of some of us. So I say, hey, let me tell you, you don't know. You are enjoying my nature. By nature. Look, I am in covenant with God to make somebody better so that God will also make me better. To meet a need so that God will also meet my need. Oh. You are just enjoying a covenant. Oh. I am telling you. What do you mean? Are we not in the same organization? Then I brought out my checkbook and I show him. See my balance. The amount you are asking. See my balance. See my balance. In fact, the lady pastor was in her office. I nearly called her to come. So that we talk, we give it to this man. But then the Holy Spirit just helped me. Say, what? You think when we are there, you think the church's money belongs to me? You don't know. I am also on salary. I'm also on pay. So some people think that when we are saying we are helping people, I said, in fact, people have warned me to stop saying that. Because people will think that you have. That's why you are doing. That's human thinking. But listen to me, I've worked with rich people. Oh, these rich people you see driving in best cars, you see, look, sometimes they don't have a best one. I'm telling you. And the money they are owing banks, you don't know, billions. The first time I heard that I am owing 4 billion, this was in 1988. 1988. I started fearing rich people. You don't know the things they go through. Pastors, when we stand, so when I stand there and I say, I am helping, I am so, so, and so. Look, it's a covenant I have made to also make the life of people better so that God will make my life better. Yes. Somebody needs 10 CDs. I need 100 CDs. So if I can give the person the 10 CDs, give it out so that you will get your 100 CDs. That's the way myself and the lady pastor, that's the way we have trained ourselves. That's the way we are training our children. That's the way we live. Not that we have. And so even people online who have been doing things for me. Oh, look, people deliver, you are wonderful people. God bless you. Do you know why I don't bother you? Somebody or pastor will say, come and ask something, anything you need. Do you know why I don't ask you? It's because I know it is not always you have. You are being what you are being by faith. So I should not take that for granted. Yes, I shouldn't see because you are driving in the car that I have worked with rich people. I know sometimes they have to borrow. They have to borrow to give you. I'm telling you, I've worked with rich people before. And I know. And as a pastor, I know a lot of things. So beloved, God is like a buffet. Cut, fill your plate and overflow. From today, somebody's life will change. Look, don't see any human being as rich. I'm telling you. Don't see any human being as this person is richer than me. So never see God. I say, see God. You are in a restaurant. God is a buffet. Serve yourself. Say, my Father in heaven.
You are a buffet. Today, by my faith, I serve myself.
I have been told today. I have been made to understand
that you are
whatever I need.
That whatever I need
is in you.
It's in you.
Are the I can have it. I can have
that I need in you.
You are the one I am satisfied with. Lord, I am satisfied with you. I can have everything in you. I break out of error foundation. I break out my mind. I break out my emotions. I break out my life. I break out my will. I break out my will. heal. I break out my husband. I break out my wife. I break out my family. I break out my home. I break out my marriage. I break out my business. I break out my career. I break out. I break out. I break out my family from error foundation. I break out. 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 I break out.
Family out. I break everyone around me out of error.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By blood and by fire. Amen.
Yes, so Mama, comfort. Oh God, you make us laugh, Reverend. Yes, so that's how the program is. So sometimes you make people laugh small. Yes, yes, I break out from error foundation. I've inherited through to Lady Nearest. Yes.
Nazareth.
Nazareth. Yes, 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 yes. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let the new name.
Let the new name
that you have given me in Christ.
That you have given me in Christ.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that
let
name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that
let
name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that,
let
name.
Me know that name.
Let me know
the
that
new name.
Name. The new name
that you have given me.
That you have given me in Christ.
Let me know that
let
name.
Me know
let
that
me know that name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that name.
Yes, Lord.
Let me know that name. Let me know that name.
Let
me know that name. Let me know that name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that name.
Let me know that name. My new name.
Let my new name
in Christ begin to manifest.
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 Let my new name in Christ
begin to manifest.
Let my new name in Christ
begin to manifest.
Let my new name in Christ
begin to manifest.
Let my new name in Christ begin to manifest. Let my new name in Christ
begin to manifest. Begin to manifest.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 We will end it here today. Today is a prophetic day. 0707. When you add 2023, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3 is 7. Today is 777. I am yet to send my Facebook message. Let me tell you, July is the is three gateway. Is the gateway to the month. Is the gateway to the third quarter. Is the gateway to what? To the second half of the year. All the declarations you make in July, the decisions you make in July, they will determine the rest of the year. Even to another July. July is very strategic. It is called the month of Tammuz. Tammuz in Hebrew. Tammuz. That's the fourth month. So please, this July, it's good that we are still dealing with foundations. Speak. Command fruitfulness. Command productivity. Declare things to yourself. Look. You have a new name. I'm telling you. You have a new name. And let me say this. According to Psalm 8, is it Psalm 8 verse 2? What is man that you are mindful of him? Go and read Psalm 8 verse something. Say, what is man that you are mindful of him? Look, God is not saying that we should not respect human beings. But please, don't let activities or human beings settle you for less. Your husband has done this. Your friend has done this. An usher has done this. So and so has happened this way. No. Yes. Psalm 8 verse 4. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit. I mean, what is man? What is man? Please, let's respect men. Let's respect human beings. Please, let's respect each other. But one thing God is beginning to teach me from the beginning of this year, don't let any activity of any human being become your life, become your so-and-so. Don't let it worry you and bother you. What people say against you, what people say about you, how people gossip, what is man? What is, look, man is an emotional being. Man is an unstable person, I'm telling you. They will shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The same people will say, crucify him, crucify him. What is man that you are mindful of him? Let this weekend be a weekend full of God. I say, let it be a weekend full
Amen.
Of God. Let every aspect of your life be occupied by God.
Amen.
And not the activities of any human being.
Amen.
Including your husband, your wife, your children. Be yourself and respect people.
Amen.
But please, forget about people.
Amen.
Don't ever even think that they exist. God will even get angry with you. That you have allowed man to become like a God idol in your life. Father, I thank you for this revelation.
Yes, Lord.
God willing, this evening, we have a high praise going on. I'm telling you, when they mentioned to me that Hammond is coming and other artists are coming to lead us into worship, we are going to worship and thank God for the years, what he has done in my life. I tell you, it has been a battle. All of us, we are celebrating. We are celebrating. So that's the program for this evening. And then Sunday, 11 o'clock, the celebration starts. But 9:30 Sunday school begins. 9:30 Sunday school begins on Sunday. May the Lord bless you. May you enjoy a weekend full of God. May God become your buffet.
Amen.
I say, let God become your buffet
Amen.
This weekend. Let God become your buffet.
Yes,
eat him in your mouth.
Hmm.
Eat him in your mouth. Fill him with your mind.
Amen.
Fill him with your heart.
Mm.
Let him occupy every part of you.
Amen.
And I'm telling you that the testimony you begin to give, you will see the sicknesses
Amen.
Will disappear.
Amen.
Things will begin to happen in your
Amen.
Life. In Jesus' mighty name. Those of you who are traveling, those of us who will travel tomorrow for funerals and come back, I'll be traveling to Oti region and return in the night. Because that funeral, I can't avoid it. May the Lord send you and bring you back safely.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you. Remember, God is your buffet.
Amen.
Another cliche has come. God yes. is all. Say, my God buffet. Is my buffet.
God is my buffet.
Say, God is my buffet.
God is my buffet.
Say, the Lord is my buffet.
The Lord is my
the
buffet.
The Lord is my buffet.
The Lord is my
the
buffet.
The Lord is my buffet.
Jesus is my
Jesus
buffet.
Jesus is my buffet.
Jesus is my buffet.
Go and enjoy your buffet and come back with a testimony. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
I wish you well. Shalom.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.